Now it's time for some letters to the evening news. Our first letter is from C. Riley of Ovington, who feels that the money spent on the millions of displays of flowers throughout the country could have gone to some of the charities espoused by the Queen. While I'll appreciate people express grief in many forms, I cannot help being dismayed by the sight of mountains of flowers, many in plastic wrappings, being left in tribute to our late Queen. Most family funerals now request donations to charity instead of flowers, so why don't we contribute to charitable organisations which the Queen supported during her lifetime? It would be more in keeping with Her Majesty's ethos of thinking of others. A great deal of good could be done in this way rather than creating an eco-unfriendly mess for someone else to clear up. Alternatively, as I have no wish to damage the business of florists everywhere, why not give flowers to an elderly relative or neighbour and give them the pleasure of her memory?
The Queen's liking for a particular television programme comes from Dee Broom of Trimmingham, who remembers a tale heard from a trip to Sandringham. As a junior diplomat in Paris several decades ago, I met a bishop on his way back to his diocese, having spent Christmas with the late Queen Elizabeth and her mother at Sandringham. The bishop recounted how, after a very busy and tiring Christmas day, he settled down with the then Queen and her mother to watch the TV detective series Bergerac, a favourite of the Queen. Overcome by the rigours of the day, the bishop fell asleep shortly after the programme started and only woke up at the end. He apologised to the Queen, who replied, "Don't worry, Mummy slept through the whole programme as well."
Next, a more local bias, as Jane Woods of Norwich asks for more of a focus on rural bus users. I was appalled to read recent reports about more disruption on our roads. Look at St. Stephen's Street, still nowhere near finished, and when it is, really, who will it benefit? Martin Wilby says this latest pie-in-the-sky plan was informed by feedback from 1,500 Norfolk residents. Hello! There are approximately 926,728 residents in Norfolk, yet only 1,500 gave feedback. Why not stop trying to force people in the city and bigger towns to use buses, which are for many inconvenient and expensive and frankly difficult to get to if you don't live on top of a bus stop? I'm not even going to start talking about disabled users. And plough the money into helping our more rural areas by providing more regular, smaller buses, reliable ones, so these residents can get out of their villages and travel throughout Norfolk. People are sick of constant roadworks and delays for the sake of shaving a few seconds off a bus journey. Please, Martin Wilby, listen to more than 1,500 people.
Despite a recent newspaper article, Eton appears to be a good place to live, according to Michael Woodhouse, who writes, "Despite the piece in the Norwich Evening News on September the 5th, Eton is not God's waiting room. I know that we have undertakers on the corner of Church Lane, but that is the logic dictated by the market economy. Like many, I remember the area from the 50s when I participated in cross-country runs from the City of Norwich School, when at that time the area had only a few houses, allotments, and Church Lane was a gravel track. We moved to Eton in the early 70s and have watched the area grow and mature into the best of the Norwich suburbs. Eton Village is an active community. When the post office closed, Victoria, the licensee of the cellar house, stepped in and took up the reins, and the pub has since become an important hub in the village. If things need doing, people rock up and get things moving. Our active local Lib Dem councillors are always on hand to help and support. My wife and I will continue our life in Eton because it is a happy, friendly community, and we hope for a few more years of the same.
Finally, praise for the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital staff from Mary Edge of Norwich. Just recently, I had to visit our A&E department at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. I am writing to sing the praises of all the staff. I didn't have to wait for hours before being seen, and this was on a weekend. The media is always highlighting the bad experiences, but I can tell you that isn't always the case. So let's hear it for the medical staff for a change. Well done to all.